Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harry Bright. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gene Green. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Mahoney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe McLean. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Joe McLean. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power takes first base on ball four. Temple moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a line drive into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hinton. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Hinton steals second. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Bell drops the ball. Hinton moves to third. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hinton tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Senators. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. King moves to second. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. King moves to third. Bright moves to second. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Phillips for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. One out. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney strikes out. Two outs. Joe McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLean fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton is called out on strikes. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. King hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Long hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall who is chasing the ball. Long reaches third base with a triple. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bright hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Power hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Senators, 1. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkland for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bright fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Don Dillard now playing left field. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby hits a fly ball into left field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney is 0 for 1 in the game. Mahoney hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McLean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell bunts towards the mound. McLean fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bright fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Temple moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 2 in the game. King hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Long hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Power takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of King. Kirkland reaches second base with a double. Power moves to third. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Power scores. Kirkland moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kirkland scores. Romano moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips bunts towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Phillips for the out. Romano moves to third. Held moves to second. One out. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball towards right. King settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on King. Romano tags and scores. Held scores. Bell moves to second. It's 6-1, Indians. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby, who is chasing the ball. Pearsall reaches third base with a triple. Bell scores. Temple goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, Indians. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. It's 9-1, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-2 in the game. Tasby strikes out. One out. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green takes first base on ball 4. Bright moves to second. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney is 0-for-2 in the game. Mahoney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bright scores. Green moves to second. It's 9-2, Indians. Marty Keogh pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a fly ball into left field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Gabler now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-2, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Allen now pitching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall, who is chasing the ball. Hinton reaches third base with a triple. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. King strikes out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Long hits a line drive towards short. Held reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Romano for a passed ball. Hinton scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-3, Indians. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bright takes first base on ball 4. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-3 in the game. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Essigian pinch hits for Jim Pearsall. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bright fields it and throws to first for the out. Temple moves to second. One out. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dillard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Temple scores. It's 11-3, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bright fields it and throws to first for the out. Dillard moves to second. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Kirkland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dillard scores. It's 12-3, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Romano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 14-3, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bright fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Essigian now playing center field. Mike DeLahaz now playing second base. Jack Cubizan now playing shortstop. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Green takes first base on ball 4. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mahoney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Green moves to second. R.C. Stevens pinch hits for John Gabler. R.C. Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeLahas fields it and throws to second for the out. Green moves to third. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Cutina now pitching. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bright fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike DeLahas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Valmy Thomas now catching. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. King strikes out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Long strikes out. Two outs. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bright hits a fly ball into center field. Segian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 14, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.